Welcome back to the program. And the second test may have ended in a draw, but there were so many twists and turns and so many things to talk about. And our man from The Australian and also SEN cricket, Pete Lawler, joins us on the line. Good morning, Pete. We may have just got away with one, the Aussies.
Yeah, I think Australia will have just got away with that, and they'll be happy to get away with it too, because they go 1-0 to the third test and only need to win one more test to retain the Ashes. But felt a rather large momentum shift in that match, a very different mood at the end of it than there was at the end of the first one, when everyone was quite bullish.
Yeah, it would appear that the English will go into this third test. I'm not sure what sort of deck they'll be, but they would be confident of getting 20 Australian wickets, which I guess after the first one they may not have been. And at the heart of that is Steve Smith, who may not play in the third test given what we've seen unfold.
Yeah, well, at the heart of that is Steve Smith and a bloke called Jofra Archer, who bowled very, very well in this match and had the Australians jumping about and will be on Australian batsmen's minds all the way up until that first match, which starts on Thursday. Now, he bowled a lot of overs in this game. The question will be whether he pulls up stiff or not, but he just looks like one of those blokes who's got good genes and doesn't seem to really feel the workload too much. Plays cricket in a great spirit. But on Smith, yeah, I don't think there's much. I mean, my medical degree's got a bit of dust on it, but I don't think there's much hope that we'll see Steve Smith playing on Thursday. Generally, a concussion takes around 7 days to clear. The Australians will be very conservative around this stuff. I mean, I'm not totally ruling him out, but, you know, they'll be watching him closely, and it'll be a rush for him to be ruled fit for this match. Next match, sorry.
Warner failed again with the bat. Do you think they'll hold their nerve on Warner, or do you think they're going to make a change now?
No, they'll hold their nerve on Warner. They have to. He's got 7,000 test runs. He's one of the better batsmen that they've had in this generation. He's had 4 single innings scores. That can happen to you as an opener. It's starting to happen with a little bit too much regularity. And he didn't look good, that shot he played today. And beyond that, he looked disconsolate sitting on the balcony afterwards. And I didn't like to see that. David Warner's indomitable. He doesn't let the game get on top of him in any way. You know, it's always a bit of bad luck if David Warner gets out. He's never been out to a bad shot in his life. So I didn't like to see him sitting on the balcony, you know, with his head down and people giving him pats on the back and stuff like that. But a bad look for him. Bad look for the team too, to be honest. Do that stuff in the dressing room. So he's got concerns. There's no doubt about that. And he's not their only concern. And Bancroft hasn't really scored any runs in this series. He soaked up a lot of balls, and I suppose that's something. But David Warner has to play the next test, unless he's fallen apart in the meantime. But I don't think that's going to happen.
I might need Ricky Ponting back. We heard a lot about the fact that Ponting had been mentoring him. He came back to Australia, Ponting, so maybe they better need to fly him back. What about Marnus Labuschagne, who came in as the concussion replacement for Stephen Smith, held the innings together to a large degree?
Yeah, well, just before I get back onto him, you're right, Gary, we do need Ricky Ponting back, and he will be back. He'll be in the commentary box, so if he can spend a little bit of time holding David Tan and taking him for a coffee, maybe that will change things around a bit. Marnus was outstanding. Wouldn't have got up today thinking he was going to play a test match at Lord's, but here he is, the first ever substitute player, concussion substitute. The Australians were arguing with the match referee that they needed 2 batsmen to replace Smith. But he did a fair job of filling the shoes, didn't he? And a bit of controversy about the way he got out.
What was your...
He didn't convince he was out. And, yeah. Root says he's out. Marnus sure didn't think it was out. I can tell you most Australians don't think it was out. And to my mind, it didn't look out. But they're hard ones to overrule for the third umpire when the soft signal's out. But that one looked to me like it hit the turf. I'm not saying that Joe Root's being dishonest here, but maybe he was confused. But we'll never know definitively, will you? But that one looked like it hit the grass.
So third test coming up. Turnaround's really short, only 3 days, as you said. We expect changes to be made from a bowling point of view. Pattinson come back in?
Ah, gee. you know what? I've just walked out of the press conferences. I haven't even thought about the bowling attack. Pattinson back in? Yeah, I'd expect it. That was the plan. So I'll wait till they get up there and have a look. Who he comes in for will be interesting. Siddle had some rough, you know. Sid wasn't as good in this match as he was in the first, but he had his moments. That's a difficult one. I really don't know. I think they're going to spin the bottle and see what happens on that.
Yeah, well, it's got all the makings of an absolute beauty, of course. The English will be buoyed by their performance in this second test. Can we get we hang on at least, or maybe get a victory in this third test, Pete?
I think it's a good result for Australia. They'll take that every time. To have hung on there with Archer threatening like he was, and even Leach bowling pretty very well at the end. I think it's an even contest now. I think Smith's absence evens the sides up a little. Maybe England get an advantage from Archer's presence, but I don't think that this wicket at Leeds will be as good for him as the one at Lord's was. It was too paced, and that's what was causing a lot of the damage. You know, we saw quite a few people hitting the head and the arms and God knows where. I don't think they'll have that much trouble with him up there, but we'll wait and see.
It's going to be interesting. We really appreciate you joining us, and we look forward to you joining us again later in the week. Thanks for your time, Pete.
Okay, sorry about all the noise. I'm trying to make my way to the tube station.
No, all good. Pete Lawler, read about him in The Australian, and you can hear him here on our coverage of the cricket on SEN.